All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Adult Games Corner.
Oh, this is a different one. I'm thinking of Big Dick at the Beach.
Yeah, this is a different game.
Yeah, I remember this one, though.
And we are back with Being a Dick Part 2, and this is a MGTOW.TV exclusive. But we might put it on BitChute, depends on if they like it. Because we put the first one on BitChute. So, we'll go ahead and maybe do them both. But hey, you guys wanted this. You said, wait, hentai's okay, but can you do some adult games too? We can. DP is here with me. Let's go through it. Is this the right corridor? Everything looks the same here. Would it be the worst thing to put up comprehensible signs? Dorm 66. This is it. There's another 6 there. Ha, that's cute. Hey, you just can't barge in here. Who the fuck are you? Be confident or be friendly. He was like a caveman. What do I gotta do?
Confident, I guess.
Settle down, this is my dorm too. I don't want to share this dorm. Find somewhere else to sleep. I don't think it works that way. Hey, shithead! I'm not gonna live here with you! Be rude or be friendly?
Be friendly.
Come on, don't be like that. I'm sure we can get along. Fucking morons are running this place. If I have to share this dorm with you, here's the deal. You're allowed to sleep on that bed. But daytime when I'm here, when I'm in here, you're not. Got it? I guess. Good, now drop your shit off and get out before I change my mind. Can we start over and try to get along? I could use someone to help me find the campus tour group. Oh, you could. That's what he thought of us. What a shitty start this has been. Where did everybody go? Should I go back to the reception and ask for help? Ah! Damn it. Haha, do you need a hand? Oh, hi. Sure, no thanks.
Sure.
Sure. Check her out or don't push your luck.
Check her out.
Yum. That was quite a fall. Are you okay? Yeah, I was too busy figuring out where I was going. Ah, that must mean that you're a freshman. Yeah, that's right. I'm Grim, by the way. Cool, I'm Maya. So, what are you doing in here? Today's orientation day. Yeah, I know, but I arrived too late and missed the tour. Well, that sucks. Yeah. Shit, now I feel bad for you. How about I show you around instead? Would you do that? Sure, follow me. I take it you're not a freshman yourself? Actually, I am, but I'm also a local, so I've been here at high school events. It's not a big campus, really. What are you going to study? I've applied for a social work degree.
Okay.
Okay, I don't really know what that means. Haha, that's okay. Besides, I think most freshmen have the same general education class as the first year anyway. This selection was pretty poor. That's small colleges for you. How much do you know about this place? I know the history of the campus, but not much else. Cool, so on this campus we have 4 fraternities and 1 sorority. The rest of the students live in co-ed dorms. There's the nerd fraternity, the tri-betas, the nerds. Yeah, I know it's kind of insensitive, but they're very smart. I think they take pride in being called nerds too. Anyway, they don't have a house, they just hang around the library most of the time. Not having a house helps a lot with their expenses, too. Over there, you have the Rich Kids Club, the Preps, or whatever you want to call them. They go by the acronym Alpha Nu Omega. Alpha and Omega? That's clever. Is it a biblical fraternity? Haha, no way. I think it means they put themselves first and last with no room for others. That guy over there is Tybalt, their fraternity president. Every year his family donates a lot of money to B&R. It's always a big deal in the local newspapers. Then we have the jocks, the tri-alphas. A bunch of meatheads in that house. Unless you're a jock, you should probably stay away from them. They get nasty. Noted. That house over there is the only sorority on campus. The Eta Omicron Tau, or HOT for short. The jocks and the HOTs have a long history. They usually party together. What are they like? A bunch of sluts, if you ask me. Well, we all have our vices, and I'm still gonna pledge their house. Huh? It sounds like you don't like them. Why would you want to pledge? It's kind of unofficial, but rumor has it they pay for your entire tuition if you fit their criteria. Really? Or tell a joke?
Tell a joke.
Can I pledge too? I'd like to see you try. I really need that money. My dad was going to pay for my tuition, but he gave me an ultimatum that I... You know what? We just met. It's okay, I understand. It's coming to take student loans, though. Yeah, I'm doing that, but it's not that simple. I need that money. You mentioned there being four fraternities. Which is the fourth one? Oh, right, I almost forgot about them. It's a new frat house called the DIKs. It's right over there. Delta Iota Kappa? Yeah, you got it. They have only been around for a couple of years, and their name goes hand in hand with their personalities. That's a huge mansion, though. Yeah, I have no clue how they can afford that place. You'll have to ask them about it. So that's about it. Are you thinking of pledging a frat house? I'm not sure. I didn't really think about it before coming here. Yeah, I hear you. You can do like the rest and just stay in your shared dorm. Yeah, I'd rather not. My dorm guy doesn't like me. Haha, damn, Grim. You've barely been here an hour and you're already making enemies? Yeah. Well, you can consider me a friend at least. Cool or compliment her?
Compliment her.
I really appreciate that, Maya. You seem like a fun person. Oh, look, I think I see the tour guide by the entrance. I think you should go tag along and meet some new people. What about you? I'll join you for the first class after lunch. I need to chat with the HOTs.
Bye.
Bye, Maya.
Toodaloo.
Later. Professor Caster Bergmeister and Sigmund Royce founded this college in 1921. Their vision was that everyone who could become who they want to be. Much like the students before you and the students to come, you will learn to love it here at B&R. So see each day as a new opportunity and study hard to fulfill your dreams. Any questions? Yes, you again, the shirtless one.
When does this tour get interesting?
Young man, you are free to leave if you don't wish to hear about the campus history. It just seems so weird that you would spend all this time talking about some dead dudes. When you could tell us where to buy liquor and where the best parties are. Alcohol is strictly forbidden on campus grounds. Define campus grounds. This is campus grounds where you live and study. You really should put that in the brochure. I feel cheated. Don't you feel cheated? If we find you in possession of alcohol or narcotics on campus grounds, there will be repercussions. Narcotics too? And we're walking. In this building, you'll find each lecture hall and classroom. There are maps on the walls if you ever get lost. The maps suck. And the college is filled with helpful students. Ow.
Eat shit, Kathy! Stop right there!
Yes, our campus security is always vigilant and close by to help if you need it. Here's the campus cafeteria. Most students come here to buy their lunch or afternoon snack. And that is the end of our tour. Just in time for lunch. I suggest that you eat your lunch here and then we'll meet up in classroom 5K at 1 p.m. Students already seem to be bonding. I hate this. I'm not good at initiating chats with new people. Maybe I'll sit down over there. This food looks disgusting. It doesn't look that bad. It's like whiskey might be in his glass, though. Yeah. It's like someone put minimal effort into making it. Ooh. Introduce yourself or say nothing.
Introduce yourself.
That's probably what you... Yeah. Hi, I'm Grim. What the fuck, Sage? Oh, man, it's Chad. I wasn't done talking to you.
It's a Chad.
Whoa, that's a huge dude. For the last time, Chad, fuck off. Intervene or keep quiet.
That's a tough one. Intervene?
Hey, let go of her. You're hurting her. Oh, wow. Be a fucking white knight, why don't you? This doesn't concern you. He's even got the Chad chin. Hey, security. What is going on here? Ask this guy that question. Thanks, Grim. Sage, huh? She's a redhead with green eyes. That's what I like.
Voice. Yeah, I like redheads.
Joke about her name or a pretty name?
Pretty name.
That's a pretty name. What was that about? Just a stupid argument with my even stupider boyfriend. He thinks he's so fucking smart that he can hide that he's cheating on me. He's Chad, of course he's cheating on you. He's even got the Chad chin. I fucking found the panties in his gym bag. And he told me that he bought them for me. Can you believe that? Maybe he did. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It does sound like a bullshit story. He's so full of shit. Tell a joke or don't push it.
Tell a joke. What?
Full of shit. Well, he does smell worse than the lunch at this place. Rude! Why do you date him or don't inquire?
Why do you date him?
Then why do you date him? Mind your own fucking business.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have inquired.
I haven't seen you around before, so what are you, a freshman? What gave it away? You sit here and eat all alone, but you don't look like someone who would. That's superficial or no friends yet?
Oh, it's temporary, okay.
So, just... Yeah. That's very superficial. Whatever. Which frat are you pledging? Oh, I don't know if I will pledge. Come on, you gotta pledge. You're gonna miss out on a lot of parties otherwise. Well, I came here to study. Ugh, then you should pledge to try betas. That's all they do. It could be worth checking them out at least. Since you seem to like parties, I'm guessing you're in the Eta Omicron Tau sorority. In it? I'm the sorority president. You do know that we just call it hot, right? Okay. I gotta run. Thanks for the help back there. Check her out, don't push your luck.
Don't push your luck.
Holy fuck! Hey bro, do you see the tits on that one? Banter or defense? No! No! Tits, I was looking at her ass! Ah, an ass man! I would never have guessed. Where's your shirt? I know, right? I probably lost it. You almost gave it to that jock, huh? Yeah, almost. He would have crushed you, though. I know how to fight, but I really don't want to make enemies. Come on, don't say that. Beating up a jock would grant you instant access to join the dicks. Yeah, I don't think I want to join the dicks. Dude, are you crazy? I just talked to some students. The dicks is where it's at, bro. They throw the best parties, and lately they've been partying a lot with the hots. Really, I thought the hots were Tri-Alpha sorority. And that's why you would have gotten the golden ticket to the dicks by beating that jock up. Well, if you want to be in that fraternity so much, why don't you beat up a jock? Dude, look at me. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover and a gentleman. Holy fuck, would you look at the milk machines on that one?
That's funny.
What do you say, bro? Just my type, or I prefer Kathy. That's Kathy.
I wouldn't mind a little Kathy.
For older women, I prefer someone like Kathy. Flat and boring, huh? Got it. Anyway, so you're not planning on pledging the dicks? Think about it. Their parties are next level. Well, as I said to Sage just now, I came here to study, not to party. Oh, yeah, sure, me too. Really? No, I'm just here for the pussy. At least you're honest. Here, take my number. Hit me up if you change your mind. See you later, ass man. So you're gonna do it or what? In your dreams? Aw, come on, why not? If it's just because I'm pledging, I'm not gonna hook you up with hot chicks. Not cool. Not cool at all. Hey, bro, don't try your luck with that one. Total cock block. Get mad or ignore him.
Ignore him.
Check her out or say hi.
Say hi.
Hey, Maya, thanks again for the tour. No sweat. What have you been up to? I went to the Hots and chatted with Quinn about pledging. She wasn't totally against it, so now I'll have to wait for her to call on me. Who's Quinn? The vice president of Hot, a total hard ass. I see you've met Derek. Haha, met him? No, we... Simmer down, students, it's time to start. Let's chat later, okay? Welcome to your first class. During your freshman year, there are a lot of courses that we recommend you take. Most courses are general education courses and, well, our selection is limited. For the English credits, most students sign up for this class named Writing and Communication. And for the mathematics credits, Gen Ed Mathematics is most common choice, in both of which I'm the teacher. If you haven't signed up for all classes yet, I'd recommend you all do it this week. But today, we're here to start mastering the English language in writing and communication. As a standard, I start each freshman year with a couple of tests. Boo! Now, don't be scared. These tests will not count towards your final grades. They're just tests that will show me what level you're all on. You may begin. An English class should be given a bunch of letters. Your task is to find as many of the hidden words as possible using those letters. To pass the test, you need to find at least 70% of the words. If you manage to find more than 90% of the words, you'll unlock a lewd render in the reward app. Click the letters to spell the words. Click OK to check if you found a word or to clear the board. Click Shuffle to randomize the order of letters. This is a helpful tool to come up with new words. You can cheat during the test to reveal up to 20% of the words. Cheating will increase your dick score if you pass the test. Passing the test without cheating will decrease your dick score. The difficulty of the classes will be varied. You can study and buy cheats and boosters to make the minigame easier. Shit. Well, I have to do that to get the score. Because you want to have the high dick score. Okay. You will, yeah.
See.
No, it's not it. Oh, I got one.
Such.
Yeah.
We only got one on five letter words.
Shill? S-H-I-L?
I don't think, no, it says H-I-L-L. You can just shuffle the words, let's see. It doesn't really.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Gist. G.
Oh, right, yeah, you got one. Sweet.
H-I-L-T, Hilt.
I did that already. Got 63. That's not a word.
Oh, no.
That's not a word. Okay. Getting a lot of full letter words on this. T-H-I-S-G-L are what we have.
Oh, that's a G. Just made it.
Yeah, they're a little small, aren't they?
Yeah. You already did this.
Yeah, we did this. We did...
Sig?
S-I-G? I don't think so, man. Git is a word for some odd reason. It's not supposed to be, but it is.
Lit.
Didlet. Didlet. Sight is the only one I found with five letter word.
Light. L-I-G-H-T.
Oh, yeah. Light is one word.
Then lights.
Did that. Did we do silt? I don't think we did. We did. We got 72.
Heal.
Oh, I did. I got a B.
Good job.
You can buy items to lower the limit for getting lewd renders and to increase your cheating skill. By studying, you can make the English test easier to pass. Pencils down, class. Please turn in your tests. We're done for today. Please spend the remainder of the day getting acquainted with each other. For those of you who are taking General Ed Mathematics, we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Whatever. Class dismissed. Hey, Maya, how did it go? I think it went all right. So what are you up to? I'm gonna check out the Tri Beta fraternity. Wanna come with me? Sorry, I can't. I need to call my boyfriend.
Leave it alone.
Okay, have fun. That was weird. If I recall correctly, the library is this way. Hey, Chad! There he is! So, what are you gonna do? Ah ha! Says Very Coke. Hey, what the hell? You got a problem here, Tattletale? Hehe, yeah! Shut up, Anthony! Mock him or calm him down? Mock him. Tattletale, what are you, in kindergarten? No, in college. Chad doesn't say anything. It seems to me like you're trying to make a move on my girl. Who, Sage? You got it all wrong. You do know that campus security can't always be around to save your pretty little ass. Mock him again. Do you think I have a pretty little ass? How gay are you?
That's
good. Hey, that sounded pretty gay to me. I like Anthony. Holy shit! I'll be watching you, freshie. Stay the fuck away from Sage. Daw here will show you what happens when you mess with the Tri-Alphas. Huh? Take this, bitch. Hee hee. Fucking jocks. Hey, stop that, you bullies. Are you hurt? No, I'm... Jill, we're gonna be late. Give me a second, Tybalt. I'm okay, thanks. This is not the first time in my life I got a wedgie, haha. But it's the first time in my adult life. I can't stand bullies. Some boys never grow up. Compliment her, introduce yourself.
Compliment her. Not well.
So, Jill, that's a pretty name. Thanks, and you are? Grim.
Yeah,
I think you got some dirt on your clothes. Ah, well, nothing that some good old saliva won't get rid of. Ugh, ew. I'm glad you're not hurt. Jill, what's the holdup? Oh, this is Tybalt. Tybalt, this is... We're gonna be late for our economics lecture, and I want to exchange some words with you before that. Sorry, Grim, I have to go. That's okay, I need to dislodge something from my ass anyway. Why did I say that? Ha ha ha! Stay safe, Grim. What a beauty. Oh, the wedgie. If ass cracks could get calluses, mine would be as hard as marble by now.
He looks like he was born to be wedgie.
I feel for you. I really do. I'll be fine. Hey, you wouldn't happen to know someone who could tell me more about the Tri-Betas? Why would I know about that? Because of my glasses? Just pulling your leg. You're in luck. I'm the current Tri-Beta president. The name's Magnar. Grim. Are you thinking of pledging our friendly fraternity? I don't know, to be honest. I wasn't really going to pledge any fraternity, but I didn't want to say no before checking them out. Follow me. This is the campus library, where we Tri-Betas usually spend our free time. It's pretty small, but within these walls you'll find a vast amount of knowledge. Please, be seated. To join our fraternity, you must love to study, but it must also show in your grades. Tell me, how did you do in high school? I did okay. Look, I'm not the smartest guy, but I got into college here. Yeah, sorry, that's not enough to qualify you. I don't want to insinuate that you're stupid, but we do have a reputation to keep. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to come here and study with us. We'll gladly provide our services for a price. A price? Sadly, would you mind giving... Sally! Not sadly. Sally, would you mind giving us a moment?
Why would nerdy girls look like that?
Some do. Even if you're a snooty prep, college is expensive for all fraternities and sororities. All I'm saying is that we can share a few study techniques and notes with you if you pay us. That will make classes a lot easier for you. Magnar sells items that make mini-games easier to pass. The items are permanent bonuses. You can buy boosters that lower the requirement to pass the test and get lewd renders by 5% per level. I'm actually in need of money, too. I guess that we could use someone to take notes for us during class. I'll tell you what, if you pay me money, I'll let you earn money from passing classes. So I can buy an English booster, a math booster, or take notes for nerds. You have to have three. So I bought... Okay. Thank you. Here, take my number. Call me if you want to buy something in the future, pal. Well, that was fun, Grim. I hope I'll be seeing you around. I need to make haste. We are playing Dungeons and Gremlins this evening. Come, I'll walk you out. Who is that? Ah, I see that you spotted the Ice Queen. She's our librarian. The Ice Queen?
Oh, you're not familiar with role-playing games, are you? Well, think of her as the protector of knowledge. For keeping our books and territory safe, I applaud her. But I applaud her in silence. She has no tolerance for shenanigans, and if you don't keep quiet, she will scold you. Good afternoon, Isabella. I should probably get a library card to check out books, right? Yeah. Very smart idea. Go ahead. Snickers. Poof. The ice queen. That's pretty mean. Hi.
Ask her about the library card.
I would like to apply for a library card. Can you help me with that? No. Okay. How does this work, then? I guess I need a library card to check out books, right? You use your student ID. Oh, I haven't got one of those yet. I think I'll get mine later this week. So, nice chatting with you. Let's hope he's in a better mood now.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Troy. Shut up. Think a bad thought or ignore him.
What would thinking a bad thought do?
I don't know. Moody cunt. I still have some time to fuck around before it's bedtime. What do I want to do?
Maybe play guitar and piss him off.
Maybe play the guitar? Study for a while? I could call Josie. Or just walk around and see what's what. Call Josie and go to bed. Your dick score was updated. Okay. I think that's a good spot for tonight, don't you?
Yeah.
And we can play some more of this tomorrow. I actually like this game. I kind of want to get through it. It's interesting.
Fun one.
So, prefs. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this one. This is what you guys like. We'll give you more being a dick if you guys like it. Both these games are available right now. You can pay 35 big ones to get Being a Dick Season 1, Being a Dick Season 2, and Acting Lessons. All of them. All three of them. On GOG, folks. GOG.com. Fucking go over there, get $35, and they're still doing the deal. And you get, again, you get this game complete. You get the second season of the game, which is even bigger. And you get Acting Lessons, which is their first game. All that for $35. That's not bad. That's less than a $60 fucking game. And you get all these adventures, and there's all kinds of different choices. There's a lot of choices in this game. I like that you can... You actually feel kind of interactive, like you're in control of the story.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. And we'd like to thank Dr. Pink Cake for making this game, and hopefully more will come. And support Dr. Pink Cake on Patreon if you like his work. All right, and anyway, at any rate, this is the Grimlord and Dead Penetration, and we are out.
Later.